Welcome to Making a Mess, a podcast from the Wise County Messenger. My name is Michael Egan, and I'm the studio manager for Branded Film and Media right here in Decatur Town Square, and we're happy to be producing the podcast for the Messenger. Now here's your host, Kristen Tribe, publisher, and Richard Green, editor for the podcast. Let's get into today's episode.
Welcome, Making a Mess listeners, to the new and improved Wise County Messenger podcast. Richard and I are really excited to be recording today here at the Branded FM studio and partnering with Michael, who's doing a lot of great work for us. I love that intro. Feels really fancy.
Yeah, it feels almost too fancy for us.
No, it does. It does. But today's guest is Decatur Citizen of the Year, Christy Ryan. And the big announcement was made Saturday night at the Decatur Chamber of Commerce banquet. And I guess to get started, can you tell us how it felt when they called your name Saturday?
Well, actually, I'm going to be real honest. I was listening to Megan talk, but didn't really even realize she was talking about me until I heard Bridgeport. And I was like, oh, wait, she's talking about me. And then the tears welled up. And I started, and I do not cry pretty. So I was like, okay, you have to stop crying before you get up there.
Well, somebody asked me if I thought you were surprised. I said, oh, yeah, she definitely seems surprised.
I was definitely surprised. Definitely surprised.
Well, can you tell us a little bit? That was one thing that I didn't know about you when they mentioned Bridgeport. So are you from Bridgeport? And if so, how did a Bridgeport girl end up in Decatur?
I am a Bridgeport girl, born and raised.
Oh,
lived,
okay.
Lived in Bridgeport my whole life, went to school in Bridgeport my whole life, married my husband, Brett, from Paradise.
Yeah.
We cannot agree to live in our own hometowns.
Understand.
And I came about living in Decatur from Carolyn Neighbors.
Okay.
When Brett and I decided that it was time for us to get married and buy a house, which we'll be married 25 years next month.
Oh, congratulations.
Yeah, so Carolyn and I worked together at Continental State Bank in Boyd, and she said, well, I have houses. Let's go look at them. Well, yeah. I didn't ask her what city. And so we came over here to Decatur, and I was like, I don't know about that. I'm a Bridgeport girl. Yeah. She said, you'll be fine, which it was the best move we ever made.
And the rest is history.
The rest is history. We've been here ever since. Matter of fact, a friend of mine on Saturday said, do you realize that you've lived in Decatur now longer than you lived in Bridgeport? And I was like, wow. I had not thought of it that way. But yes, I have.
That's a milestone.
It
for
is
sure.
A milestone. It is a milestone.
Well, you're our neighbor.
I am.
On Trinity Street.
On Trinity Street. Yes. So, Christy, how did you get involved in the real estate business?
Actually, my cousin, Carla Trimber Realty Partners out of Aledo, is actually my cousin, and she was a broker, and she had been after me for 5 years and said, go get your real estate license. And I kept putting her off, and one day I was like, you know, I've about knocked out every wall that I can knock out in our house and redecorated about as many times as I can do it. And so I thought, you know what, I'm going to call her and see. And I was her first agent, and the rest is history. I've not slowed down. I've worked every day since then.
Wow.
Love it.
Wow. Yeah. And I know every month I put together the real estate market report and everything. And I mean, this market's just been incredible over the last couple of years.
Yeah. This is my 10th year in real estate. I've had my real estate license for 10 years. I was a real estate agent for 4 years and then went and got my broker's license. So we started running realty right after that. And luckily, I've always been busy. It's been very steady, but this has definitely been the craziest year ever.
Yeah. I bet. It seems like the properties are just getting snatched off the market and competing bids and
multiple offers over asking price. I mean, I even saw one here in Wise County that sold for $90,000 over asking price.
Oh my gosh.
Just a few months ago.
That's incredible.
It is incredible.
I know you've been involved in various, you know, community service activities through the years. Mm-hmm. Is there any particular organization or service group that's close to your heart? Or I know it's hard to pick a favorite.
It
per
is,
se, but
it is, and I have a couple that are my favorites. And that was what I tell everybody too. At the very beginning, I was kind of in the middle of everything. I just kind of joined everything, and then decided, okay, what do I really love? And I have to admit, the Chamber is one of my very, very favorites at the top of my list.
Yeah.
And because I love all the events that we do and get to bring people to this town that might not come otherwise. So I love that part about the Chamber and promoting other people's businesses. And of course, the Decatur Main Street Board is also one of my favorites because I love the square.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
And they went over several of the events that you've been involved with, from getting the Glitzy Girls campground started downtown,
right?
The food truck challenge and everything. I got to ask, how do you find the time, especially running a busy brokerage, you know, to work on all of these events?
You just do. I get it. Well, as y'all probably know, being my next door neighbor, I think it's the word is out that I get up at 4 a.m. every morning when
You're
my husband
there early.
When my husband gets up at 4 to go to work, I get up at 4 a.m. with him. I'm usually at the office by 6. I get a lot of stuff done before my phone starts ringing about 8 or 8:30. And I worked there all day yesterday, and I'm usually 7 days a week. Yeah. So that's how.
Yeah, that's I know how I found you're the there time. Early because a lot of times on press days, and when I'm coming in a little after 6 and everything, sometimes I'm waving at you and everything as we're both heading in. So
right, exactly. There is something to be said for those pre 8 a.m. hours.
Yes.
A lot of things can get done in an office.
A lot.
Well, I know that you're widely known for the color pink and all of your fun decorations. Can you tell us a little bit just about the thought process behind that, like why you do that, just because it does make you stand out among all the realtors?
It did.
And what's the spirit behind that?
It was a big mistake.
Really?
It was the biggest, best mistake that ever happened for me in real estate. Uh-huh. So Carla, who was my original broker, was actually, her colors are black, white, and light pink.
Okay.
And I went to have my first sign printed, and it printed hot pink. And I went to pick it up, and I went, uh-oh. So I took a picture, and I sent it to her, and she was like, if you like it, go with it. Uh-huh. And from that day forward, it stuck. So hot pink was just in there, and I went for it, and I really couldn't afford to buy another sign at that time.
Right.
So, best mistake I ever made. So now everybody does know us by the hot pink.
Yeah.
And I have a lot of pink in my closet now.
Yes, yeah. I bet.
Not my favorite color.
It's not?
No, everybody says that. Is that your favorite? Well,
now,
it's not.
Now I have to ask, what is your favorite
purple.
Color? Purple.
Purple's my favorite color.
Yeah.
But we're known for the pink.
Exactly. I was going to say, I would have guessed pink. Yeah, it's true. Yeah.
Well, I imagine, you know, winning an award like this and also your business and everything as involved as you are and everything, I imagine that's just not something you do on your own. I imagine you get a lot of help.
Oh, yeah. Like I said, I was glad. That was the only part about them surprising you is you don't have time to think about what you're going to say. So I was just went up there and winged it. But my husband is wonderful. We are different as night and day. He's very laid back and easygoing, and you know, and I'm not. I'm, you know, up running and everybody get on my way. And so we're a great match, but he is definitely my biggest cheerleader. And of course, then all my other real estate agents I couldn't do. Matter of fact, I didn't get to go to Paint the Town Pink on Friday, and they all jumped in and went over and helped and did an amazing job. I couldn't do it without everybody else.
Yeah.
That's how I get to do what I do.
Yeah. Well, that's great. It's obvious that you guys have a great team over there.
We do.
Anytime I've popped in or needed something, you know, everybody's happy to help or point us in the right directions.
Yeah, so. And we like to have fun.
Yes.
And if it ever becomes where it's not fun, we'll go do something else.
Right.
Yeah.
That's a great attitude. So.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. Well, I could tell Saturday night when they called your name and everything, just how much this meant to you and everything. And as we visited before we got started, you said you've received a lot of phone calls and texts. Just what does it mean to not only get this award, but also have all those people reaching out to you?
Oh, it was very humbling. I mean, I'm going to be real honest. I had really no idea that I would get it.
Yeah.
And when I did receive it, it was like, oh, wow. You know? I mean, because everybody that was nominated, and it's not just me, it's everybody. I mean, everybody does a great job in this community. But even to sit at that chamber auction on Saturday night and read everybody's names that are on that list, you know, my name's going to be on that list.
Yeah.
That's very humbling. That's a big deal.
Yeah.
So, yeah, it made me cry. And I'm not a crier. Usually if I cry, I'm mad.
Same here.
It's very humbling. And just all the outreach of everybody that came up to me that night. And then all day yesterday, it was funny. My phone went off yesterday morning at 7 a.m., which it really was real estate. Somebody wanted to see one of the properties I had listed. And my husband said, well, your citizen of the year is over. Get up and get back to work. But then all the rest of the day, it was everyone who said, hey, I couldn't get to you on Saturday night, you know.
Yeah.
And so I just want to congratulate you. And then all day Saturday, and then all day today, I've had text messages. It's like having another birthday.
Oh, that's exciting.
It's like having another birthday.
Fun. Yeah.
So it was. Yeah. I've loved it.
Yeah.
That's great. That's really neat. What are your plans for the future? I mean, you've done a little bit of everything. You've been involved in so many things, but if I know you,
I don't plan on slowing down.
Exactly. You're not slowing down. Is there anything that you're ready to share, or whether it be a community service project or any specific or even professional goals that
I have a new agent who just started, who's actually been a friend of mine for 30 something years. Uh-huh. And I sent out an email. I started it yesterday, but actually sent it out this morning. So I had to change it from good afternoon to good morning, and sent the dates for the rest of the year. And I said, hey, you know, chamber auction is over. It's time to start planning the parade. You know, we need to start working on
that's
what,
right.
And they're like, boy, no rest. And, you know, and I hit them with all the dates that we have. Real estate, there's a lot of things that we do. Like mm-hmm. tomorrow we have, you know, the Greater Denton Wise County Board of Realtors.
Oh, right.
I'm very involved in it. And pretty much probably that's going to be my next thing, is I'm mm-hmm. going to try to be more involved in the board.
Oh,
in the
cool.
Greater Denton Wise County Board of Realtors
Great.
Board.
Yeah.
Because I've been so involved over here in our community too, mm-hmm. but I want to bring more of that over this direction.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's great.
And the Christmas parade.
Yeah.
We're going to think of a really cool float.
Oh, the Christmas parade is a local favorite.
It
for
is.
For sure. So,
I know the phone starts ringing at like July.
Oh, yeah.
Wanting to know what the thing, it's serious.
It is. Well, and I think that parade draws more people to downtown than any other event.
It is fun.
So yeah, it's a lot of fun.
We've already started working on Earth, so it's a
surprise. I can't wait to see. Well, do you have any advice for anybody who might be new here, who's looking to get plugged into the community or connected, and maybe they want to volunteer somehow? What would you tell them?
And this is actually what I tell every real estate agent.
Mm-hmm.
And this is the best advice I ever got as a real estate agent, mm-hmm. which I thought, again, I thought everybody grew up the way I did. They did not.
Yeah.
My grandparents were founding fathers of the Bridgeport Riding Club. So
okay.
we went there every weekend and worked. We mm-hmm. painted, we mowed, we cleaned, we did. I thought everyone did that. I was like,
thought that's how everybody spent their weekend.
They don't, you know. It wasn't until I got older that I figured out that not everybody okay. volunteered all weekend.
Yeah.
So this has been, it's been easy for me. I want to be involved in my community.
Mm-hmm.
And, and the best real estate advice I ever got in a real estate class one time was, they said, you know, put yourself out there
mm-hmm.
and the real estate will come.
Yeah.
You know, don't go out there and force it.
Mm-hmm.
Go do what you enjoy, and people will see that you enjoy it, and they'll find their way to you.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Greatest advice I ever got.
Yeah.
So that's what I tell new agents.
Mm-hmm.
You know, just go find something that speaks to your heart.
Right.
And if you do it, then the real estate part, it'll work itself out. Go do what you enjoy and give back to your community. Because actually, James Wood gave me that advice a long time ago, before I was in real estate,
uh-huh.
when I had another business here in town, and said, you know, if you'll give back to your community will give back to you.
That's great advice.
Yeah.
It is. Yeah. He's a great role model.
He is. Yeah. Big shoes to fill.
Yes, certainly.
Yeah.
Certainly.
So.
Well, Christy, we appreciate you joining us today.
Thank you.
Congratulations again. It was a lot
Thank
of fun
you.
To be there Saturday night.
That was a lot of fun.
Get the honor. And everybody who's listening, we're going to have a story about Christy in the Midweek Messenger this week as well. So
Thank
be
you.
Sure and check that out. And thanks again, everybody, for listening. And thank you, Christy.
Thank you.